Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Of course. Go.
And that's it. Go. Now, let's do this.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Put my mic on!
And what's up, everybody? What's going on? Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. It is currently, when you listen to this, June 1st. We are in June, folks. It's flew. This whole year has flown already. We are halfway through 2017. You are listening to Destruction 101, episode 22. I am your host and only host, unless you want to count Gino Gotts. Dave Destruction Sturcio, back at you with another, I guess a more of a recap episode of Memorial Day weekend and the fun that existed in that and, all the stories to tell. And I mean, there's no juicy shit out there where I'm just like, oh, did I hear this? But it was a fun weekend, fun-filled weekend. But first, we'll start off by plugging all the stuff that I need to plug. Obviously, the home team. WrestlePro June 10th in Keyport. Tickets are going fast. I believe first row sold out. I'm excited to get back at it. WrestlePro obviously being my home and being where I excel the most and have so many roles and just a whole lot of fun is coming for that show. Bad News Barrett, Wade Barrett, or Stu Bennett, however you want to call him. He will be there. The Shockmaster will be in the house. Surprise, surprise. There's a lot of cool things going on. Bob Holly will be there. A lot of cool things. Brian Cage versus Anthony Bowens. Pat Buck, obviously, the owner and founder and creator of WrestlePro, will be there going one-on-one in a Moff's Madness match against Danny Moff. I fear for his life. Hopefully, hopefully he makes out of there alive so we can have a company going forward. Other than that, a lot of cool stuff. Taboo Crew taking on the FBI. And more matches to be announced as it gets closer. I know we only announced like two or three. I do have the full card. I just don't want to release it until, until it's ready to go. But come check us out June 10th, Keyport, New Jersey. That's Ace's Place. It's Dylan Stiffwood, Ace, Coach D, however you want to call him. He found this building last year. It was a huge success. And we just received a tweet the other day. As I record this, I received it about 2 hours ago, saying that somebody in that area just kept seeing signs and posters and banners for us, which leads me into first and foremost, if you are caught ripping down a flyer or a banner or stealing something from us, I will personally kill you, first and foremost, so your life's on the line. We're in a world... Now, I mean, if you're not a pro wrestling fan and you're listening to this, you probably don't know what goes on behind the scenes as far as, just dirty, rotten shit that happens behind the scenes of wrestling. And it's jealousy and it's envy and it's, people that just don't get it. They don't understand that we're all just trying to do good business by everybody. We're trying to establish our brand. We're trying to just do different things on way to market ourselves. But then there's always those bitter people out there that just don't want to see anybody succeed. Usually it's a loser, in layman's terms, somebody's not happy with their own lives or their own company or whatever the case may be. They go around and they actually take pride in tearing down promotional flyers so that nobody will know that we're going to be in the area. And then, ipso facto, there's your ticket sales affected. If you are doing this, stop. I just don't understand it. I'll never get it. I've never done it. I've never thought about doing it. As bad as some of these flyers are, and some of them are fucking terrible. I mean, I'm looking at some of these things, and I'm just like, how do you even promote this shit? If you want flyer work, please contact Mark Carino or Johnny Clash. Those guys are both phenomenal designers and graphic designers for all your poster needs, but some of this shit is just Microsoft Paint. Like, it's fucking bad. And even if it's embarrassing to the sport and entertainment of professional wrestling, I wouldn't dare think to, like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm tearing it down. Like, I just don't get it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just in the minority when it comes to shit like that. I don't see it as good business. I want professional wrestling, especially independent wrestling, to succeed as a whole. I root for everybody's success, and I've said that on Facebook plenty of times. I think you'll wind up living a much, much happier life if you just root for everybody. There's no reason for you to go around just being a bitter piece of shit. Like, it's not good. It's not good. So if you are tearing down flyers and you're caught, your life is on the line. Consider that a threat and a promise. I don't make threats. I'm not in the business to make threats. If I see you doing something that's wrong by my money or my business or my family or my loved ones, I'll fucking kill you. So that's that. That'll be read the headlines. Dave says it'll kill people. But anyway, so yeah, WrestlePro, June 10th. Come check us out. Obviously, more of a preview issue as probably next week or as time goes on to find out more matches. I know the lineup. It's stacked. It's pretty friggin' awesome. And it falls on the same day as Legends of the Ring down in Monroe. So we're kind of piggybacking off that. It's always better to do that. We have a lot of cool names coming in, vendors, all sorts of shit. So check us out, June 10th, WrestleProOnline.com right now to find out all the information you need to know. If you need tickets and you're hearing my voice and you don't feel like going online, come to me. I will get you tickets. All right, I will hook you up. Believe it or not, I'm still in that business too because I make some money just as much as the owner does and just as much as everybody else does. I'm trying to promote and make money for this company. This Friday, BBWF is back. It's the Bigger Better Wrestling Federation, and they're back in Edison, New Jersey at the Sheraton, which they changed locations from, I believe, whatever the fuck the hotel is across the street. They moved it over to the Sheraton. Stars include Kevin Matthews will be on the show. Robbie E is challenging for the title. A lot of the WrestlePro brothers are going to be in the house. A lot of my former friends that haven't seen in a little while will be there, so it's going to be good to catch up with those guys. But I will be on commentary with Pete Rosato as of right now. I know it's a little bit more difficult for him because it's on a Friday and he's coming from New York. So now you know how I fucking feel, Pete, when I got to go all the way up to Brooklyn for shows like that, which that's another topic for another day, but I'm still trying to lock up Five Borough Wrestling on June the 9th. Yeah, the 9th. It's a Friday. So if I lock up June 9th, I'll have June 9th, June 10th, and June 11th. June 11th being Tier 1 Wrestling, 3 days in a row of commentary, which would be my first ever triple shot like that for a weekend. Every time it seems to have like a double shot coming up, something goes awry and I just either can't go or something. So I'm really trying to push for that. I talked to my friend Christopher Beckett over at Tier 1, who also works for Five Borough. Yes, I know. Oh, my God. I'm like, how can you talk to him? He's supposed to be feuding with him. Wrestling's not real. I was trying to talk to him about getting over there and getting booked. But it's a money thing. And listen, I've been at this broadcasting gig for 10 years. You know, 2007, I started with the Giants. Fuck the Giants. I know that's going to upset a certain teacher, but whatever the case may be, so I worked with the Giants in 2007, and then I just off to the races. I took a lot of breaks, I took a lot of setbacks, I ate a lot of shit. So I've been at this for 10 years, and just recently I'm catching fire on commentary with a lot of different personalities, you know, Shining Edward Jackson, Money Morales over at Battle Club, you got Pete Rosato, I think that's it. Oh, and of course, upcoming Shining Wizards Tony, who's going to be on with me at Tier 1. So that's four different personalities, but what's the common factor here? People want to use me. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I'm not in the business to say that I'm the best, but I'm pretty fucking good, and I know what I'm doing, and I'm articulate, and I'm knowledgeable. Even if I don't know the storyline, I really deliver the best product I possibly can, and I still firmly believe that, you know, professional wrestling is lacking that element of production. I think independent wrestling, I think that people are complacent with just putting on a show, selling tickets at the door, seeing if they can make the gate, and that's it. I'm a firm believer in getting your product out there. So not necessarily just the people that are in attendance, but if you think your product is good enough, why wouldn't you want to have that all over online, all over the internet? And if anybody's an actual wrestling fan, you'll know, and I'm not just saying this because I'm in the, you know, the category of the business side of it, but you'll know that sometimes commentary can enhance a shit match, or it can make an amazing match even better. Like, call a spade a spade. You're familiar with Jim Ross and all his calls. He's the most famous wrestling commentator of all time. And some of the matches and some of the calls have turned into t-shirts. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think it adds a serious element to the game and sport and entertainment of pro wrestling. So, I'm trying to work on that. So, BBWF, Edison, New Jersey, this Friday. Come check us out. Come check me out. Not like that, but no, you know what? Like that. Check me out. I'm a stud. So, totally lying. But anyway, June 2nd, this Friday, come check us out for that show. After that, like I said, June 9th, 10th, and 11th, I possibly could get booked. I'm also in talks with Mark Adam Haggerty on trying to join up with B Plus Radio, which is going to be another forum for Destruction 101 to flourish, and why not? I'm not turning my back on the Wizards. The Wizards are always going to provide my content, but I'd like another forum. Right now you can find me on iTunes. You can find me on, I didn't know this, but the podcast app, because my friend told me that today. I didn't know. She's like, well, can I find you on the podcast app? I'm like, yeah. Like, I had no idea, but she found me, so thank you. And now I have a new subscriber and a friend. So, yeah, and I'll get more into that later on. But, yeah, so where was I going with that? Oh, yeah, so a possibility to link up with Mark Adam Haggerty on B Plus Radio. We'll see where that goes. I ordered a shirt recently, and I'm always, you know, they're not a sponsor of the show or anything like that, but it's always good, in my opinion, to plug your local small business. And if you've looked online on Facebook, or I found this actually on Instagram, and I'm pretty certain they're on Twitter, but Legit Fit Designs. I know they made a lot of graphic work, but they're also making t-shirts. And I bought a shirt that supposedly, according to them, will be arriving on June 8th or 9th, which if you've ever seen like the rated R or rated TVMA or NC-17, not NC-17, it's like a porno, but you know what I mean, like the rated whatever logo, it says rated L for legit, and I think I say legit a lot. I've been saying a lot of words a lot, like bonus and all sorts of shit, I don't know, and get involved. I've said that way too many times. Jay Silva always makes fun of me. Go check out Legit Fit Designs for all your t-shirts, your graphic needs. Again, I plug a million people. There's no reason why we can't spread the love around a little bit. Like, I'm not Mr. like, oh, I have to just promote these guys and that's it, because, you know, these are the guys that pay me. Like, everybody, you know, if I work for you, you most likely 9 times out of 10 you pay me, so it's fine. I like to promote other people's shit. It's just what I do. I think cross promotion is a good thing. So, what happened this weekend? So Memorial Day weekend comes and goes, and it's always good to have a plan. I'm a very, what am I doing, ABC, you know, 1, 2, 3 in a row. Just I'm a very big planning guy, and, you know, the weather was playing tricks on all of us all weekend, all week leading up to the weekend. So clearly, like, I had plans to go out on the boat on Saturday morning, and then it was getting skewed a little bit, and I was getting fucking furious. I was like, I'm not going to have this weather shit on my parade, you know? I'm just not going to do it. So Friday, what I do, I go out, grab some drinks with my buddy and his wife, and we had a great time, nice easygoing time down at Mulberry Street. If you're in the Woodbridge area, check out Mulberry Street. Say what's up to my boy Chris. He's the bartender, and he's phenomenal. So he also plays in a band. I forgot his name. He asked me to go see him on Friday, this coming Friday, but obviously I can't. I have a prior engagement with BBWF. So Friday, Saturday was the day where it was beautiful in the morning. It was gorgeous. And we get up. We go down to the dock where my buddy's boat is parked. Docked. Like it's a fucking car. But we go there. We go fishing. I've never been fishing. I mean, I've been fishing, but like I never actually fished. Let me tell you something. First of all, I think it's super, super relaxing. So if you're ever looking for like some kind of therapy and you have a friend that owns a boat, or you can find a little excursion off a dock and just go fishing, very relaxing shit. Does it get annoying? Yes, because obviously you want to catch fish like every 5 seconds, but you don't. I'm learning. It's a sport that I want to take up. Just like I wanted to take up golf and that never happened. But, yeah, so went fishing, we're doing a method called trolling. So basically what that is if you're not a fisherman, this might interest you, this might not, and I don't care. I'm just letting you know what I did. So anyway, trolling is when you set up your bait, which is usually just a lure. I guess you can use whatever you want, but you actually put the pole in one of the pole holders on the back of the boat, and you literally go like 3 or 4 miles an hour, and you kind of just coast, and it makes your bait obviously move the entire time. So, you know, other fish are inclined to, you know, grab on. So we were fishing for bluefish, and what I was told is that they give you a fight. And I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, I mean, it's a fucking fish. Like, I bench 300, you know, like curl 45s and 50s. You know what I mean? I'll be fine. I'll be fine. So I finally, you know, my buddy Mark says, yo, we got one. We got one. Here we go. I'm going to give it to you. So I'm reeling it in. And it's a struggle. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I had no idea this was going to be this hard. And I finally got it up on the boat, and I'm like, all right, well, that was whatever. He's like, that was 6 pounds. I'm like, six fucking what? You know, 6 pounds, no way. So then I'm sitting there, and we latch onto another one. And I'm like, okay, he gives me the pole again. He's like, you got to reel it in. And he's like, this is the big one. And I'm like, oh, shit. You know, so I'm reeling in as hard as I possibly can. And it turned out to be like a 12 to 13 or 15 pound, one of the bluefish. But that bitch gave me a fight. And I'm telling you, like, I've done a lot of lifting in my life. There is nothing like that. You have an animal pulling on you with all its might, and those fucking teeth are brutal. So yeah, that was my fishing experience, and caught a nice little tan down in Keyport. What did we do Saturday night? Oh yeah, Saturday night went over to my buddy's house, and then I watched. I was like hooked. I was like, I had to watch, like, what is it? River Monsters or some shit. I don't know. But I'm just like super into this fishing shit now. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to go. So then we planned to go out again the next morning. Just the guys. We were like, you know what? Leave the women at home. Let's just go fishing at 6 a.m. So here I am with an alarm set for 4:50 on Sunday. After an all-day escapade with fishing and then drinking at my buddy's house. So here I am getting up at 4:50. And it was no problem. I didn't have a problem doing that. It's fine. It was totally cool. Ooh, excuse me. And then I woke up at like 4:30. So anyway, we go out and I'm driving, and I sent a picture on my Snapchat, which you can find me at Dave Destruction 2. But at my Snapchat, I'm like, beautiful morning for fishing. And it was like the fucking sun was coming up. It was beautiful. I was like, this is great. I hit the bridge right before the exit. And I must have hit a cloud. I was in the fog. I couldn't see shit. And I'm like, well, I hope this is just like the bridge or whatever. I get down to the dock. It is brutal. And all four of us, there's four of us going. We're all standing around like, it'll rise. It'll break. We'll be fine. Sure as shit, it doesn't. For like 2.5 hours, we're out in the middle. And let me tell you something. It was the single scariest feeling in the world. Because we are fishing. We're trying. But you can't see 100 feet in front of you and around you. It's just fog. So then when he cuts the engine, when we're, you know, just fishing, it's silent. There's no other boats out there. It was the scariest thing I've ever seen. I'm sitting there, I'm like, holy shit. So, of course, you know, I dropped the Titanic lines. You know, is there anybody out there? Like, just yelling and shit. Having a great time, but we had to cut the time short. Sure as shit, when we dock and we go home, about that, I'm going to have to interrupt this program because I just received a phone call from one of my teachers at school asking me if I had a microphone. So, sorry, Miss Gordon, no microphone there. She's planning some kind of party. So, shit, now I lost my train of thought and I don't know where I was. So, that stinks. But hold on, let me figure this out so I remember where I was. So sure as shit, when we get back from the fishing trip, it clears up immediately. Like, immediately. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, this sucks. So Sunday, but then that was Sunday morning. Then comes the party. And let me tell you something about this party. It was epic, and I knew it would be. My buddy Billy throws his party every year, and it was fantastic. It really was. I mean, like, he invites the world. I mean, he puts a Facebook status up, and I'm sure he's got 1,000 friends. He goes, if you see this status, you're invited. And I'm like, holy shit. So if you've ever seen the movie Project X, this is what it's like. Parking up and down the street, like, the town has to know that's going on. He hires a band, a cover band. If you've never seen them, go check them out. I've seen them, and I've actually traveled to see them, which I don't do. I'm not like a groupie or anything like that, but I've seen them in 3 different spots now, and they're called 90s Night. All they do is cover 90s music. They do trivia. They do all sorts of cool shit, and they are a fucking blast. And let me tell you, first of all, they played Shawn Michaels' theme song. I almost completely lost my shit. But anyway, so I meet first before I get to this party. I go to Big Shots, the old local watering hole over in Woodbridge, and then I meet up with Big Tommy, otherwise known as Beefcake Charlie, and then Valerio Lamorte shows up, and he's part of the Apple Corps, and then Justin of the Heavenly Bodies, he'll be Gigolo Justin. We all meet over at Big Shots, have a couple drinks over there, which is funny because Justin, I've had a couple Corona Lights at this point, and a couple other guys are drinking like whatever, Bud Light, whatever. Justin sits down. He's like, can I have the strongest IPA you got? And I'm looking at the bartender, Kristen, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, do you have them? And they do. But I'm like, wait a minute. Do you even care what it tastes like? He's like, nope. I just want to taste, you know, what's the point of buying a million other beers where you can have the strongest one and have one? Cheap bastard. Like, I'm thinking, like, he doesn't care what it tastes like. He just wants to get hammered. Good, you know, touche for that one. So anyway, we get in the car. We listen to wrestling music the entire way down, which was fun. Share some stories of the happenings of pro wrestling around us. And then we get to the party. And Tommy had packed a massive cooler, which it took two of us to bring in. So here we are. We walk into this party. The party starts at 2. We get there at like 2:12. So like we're really early. And there's nobody, I mean, there's people there. I want to say like maybe like 15, 20 people are there already. But by the time I left at night, there was no bullshit, like 50 to 60 people in the backyard. It was insane. But, we get there and, it's funny cause Damian Darling, if you're an independent wrestling fan, you know, you should know Damian by now. He was a tag team partner with Danny DeMonto back in the day. And then he kind of branched off, did his own thing. But I had told him about this party the day before. And he asked me for my address. And I'm like, what do you need my address for? He's like, I'm going to come party at your party. I'm like, I'm not having a party. I'm like, I'm going to a party. So he texted me back. He's like, wait a minute. You're inviting people to somebody else's party? And I'm like, yeah. So he shows up with his girlfriend. And then McIntosh shows up with his girlfriend. And it was just a blast. I mean, we had so much fun. I drank so much beer. And I just got done working out before. And I'm like, I can actually taste the fucking Corona Lights and Miller Lights or whatever else I had. There was like these little Jello shot things, like red, white, and blue. And then obviously we're singing along with 90s Night. And then a couple fans were in the house. J.P. Mayer and some other guy, I don't know. Which was, it was cool. You know, he also tried to rap to Gangster's Paradise and fucking brutally butchered it. And I'm so upset about it. I actually yelled out, you're ruining an American classic. Like, I was so mad. He's like, I'm surprised I remember those words. I'm like, you asked to do karaoke or whatever, jump in. Oh my God. The main thing that was like the hit for all my boys was that somebody, you know, you bring plates to these things, you bring beer, you bring food, whatever. Somebody brought, actually, you know what? I know exactly who it was. It was Billy's sister, the host of the party. She brought the icing and frosting homemade of the Dunkaroos, like, snacks back when you were a kid. If you're listening to this and you don't know what Dunkaroos are, I hate you and you're a millennial and you just suck. So, but other than that, if you know what Dunkaroos are, you know the vanilla frosting and how amazing it was. And then she brought animal crackers. So it was like having Dunkaroos with the frosting. It was... Jesus, I'm just thinking about it right now. My mouth is salivating. So that was the party. And then end of the night, people start branching off. Tommy's like, oh, I'm going here. And I'm like, everybody's like, wait a minute, you drove us. Like, you drove us down here. So what's everybody going to do? You know, Valerio finds his way. Justin is hammered. I don't know what he's doing. I got a ride home. Thank you for that. And whatchamacall, it was a fun, fun night, man. It was really fun. And I'm going to definitely go and check out the Labor Day party, which I know is going to be just as epic. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're invited. But yeah, so that was Memorial Day weekend. Oh, and let's set the record straight on what I did on Memorial Day. First of all, I saw Baywatch. I loved it. Personally, I loved it. I love The Rock. I think Zac Efron is a friggin' stud, and he is so funny. The girls in that movie, especially the chick that was in, I don't know her name. She was also in The Rock's... what the hell is that called? San Andreas. Yeah, she was the daughter in San Andreas, and then she was a lifeguard. She played CJ in this, and boy, is she just, she's beautiful. Oh, yeah, it's just incredible. But anyway, so then I went shopping. Figured, all right, let's grab some Memorial Day sales. I was down a pair of pants because I'm a moron, and I went and dried my khakis with a pen in the pocket. So I was down a pair of khakis. So I was like, you know, fuck it. Let me go get a new pair of khakis. So I go to Dick's. sporting goods. I get a new pair of golf pants, which are, they fit me better. So I'm just, well, these are a little tight. I don't know. I was told they look fine. But so here's my boggle with a store in a mall. And I walked in, and usually when I was little, not little, but like when I was like 21, 22, I would get all my button downs from Express. And sometimes I would buy some t-shirts from Express. But I guess like over time, like I don't know where this company went like little bitch mode. Like, and I don't give a shit. I put it on Facebook yesterday, and a couple people chimed in like, I still work, but like, good for you, you fuck. Like, good for you. And then somebody told me to tighten up a little bit. Nah, dude, I fucking try on these XL t-shirts or whatever, and I'm an XL. I'm not a double XL. I'm not. Like, and I try these shit on, and they're like skin fucking tight. And everything is literally, there's no, it's all slim fit. And I'm like, what is this shit? Like, why? It literally should say Express Little Bitch right after the Express word of the store, of the name of the brand. Because, like, come on. Like, people are big now. And I know there's stores for the bigger guys. And, like, but I wear XL everywhere else. I even wear large in certain polos, which is weird. It's mind-boggling. But, like, come on, man. Like, get with the times that people lift nowadays. And people are a little bigger. You know, I weighed in today at 254. So, yeah, I'm not a tiny little dude, okay? I'm a bigger guy. And would I like to tighten up a little bit, Sean? Yeah, I would. But I haven't. So, whatever. It's the summer. I'm trying to look my best. But at the same time, you know, I'm a bigger guy. So, that's my my beef with Express. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll go with Gino Gotz Kicked in the Head, which is actually a pretty decent segue to what I want to talk about leading into some sports. So we'll be back right after this.
I've been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Let's keep it real, partner. Give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you. Snatch the plate. I can flip that flow. I can stick that hoe. I can get that dough. You know I'm with that, Joe. Ain't a thing about.
What do you hear? What do you say? It's your boy Gino Guts. I'm back with another edition of Kicked in the Head right here on the Destruction 101 podcast. This past weekend, it was Memorial Day weekend, a chance for us to give thanks to those that have given their lives for the freedom of this country. Just so you little maggots can walk around and abuse that freedom. Now, the San Francisco Giants played the Washington Nationals this past Monday on Memorial Day, and they got into a little scuffle. Hunter Strickland of the San Francisco Giants drilled said Bryce Harper of the Washington Nationals. Now, Bryce Harper is the Superman of Washington, D.C. As a Met fan, I can only hope he winds up like Christopher Reeve. But anyway, the story I'm going with is Hunter Strickland, he drills, what's his face in the back? Bryce Harper? Harper didn't like that too much. He charges the mound, throws his helmet at him, and they get into a brawl. I ain't got a problem with any of this. What I got a problem with is Buster Posey, the catcher of the San Francisco Giants. Where were you? Where were you when this Bryce Harper psycho is charging at your pitcher? What kind of man are you? You don't have your pitcher's back? He may not be a starter, he may not be a closer. That's your teammate. You get in there and you have his back. What a spineless jellyfish. Anthony Bowens, you're going to have to find a new team because that steroid-laced Barry Bonds team that you used to love, they're a bunch of vaginas now. Every single one of them. You know what would have happened if Todd Hundley had one of his pitches run at? Then that psycho Mick would have grabbed him by the throat and just beat the holy hell out of him. Back when men were men. Back when Charles Oakley and Anthony Mason ran the basketball courts. Were they the best players ever? No. But if you got in their way, they were going to take you down. You bunch of millennials, toughen up. Draw a backbone. Stick up for each other. Stick up for your teammates. Stick up for your brothers. If some other wrestling company came to a WrestlePro show and decided to start with us, heel, face, friend, whatever, we're family. We're emptying that locker room and we're kicking your ass. Show some loyalty. Show some guts. Show some respect. I'm Gino Guts. This has been another edition of Kicked in the Head. Thank you for listening. Remember, subscribe, review, rate, kiss my ass. Have a wonderful day. You're only as good as your last envelope, so keep that hustle going, baby.
Gino Gotz for the 12th week now, which I'm kind of blown away. I'm like, I can't believe he's been doing this just as almost halfway of, this is episode 22 for me, so Gino Gotz has been here for 12 of the 22, that's more than half. So maybe we're going to have to get rid of him. No, I'm kidding. That was a great kick in the head. I actually preferred that one over any other ones that he's done. And I asked him about the topic beforehand, before listening, but so I was able to prepare. But it goes back to what I was saying prior in the beginning when I was talking about, you know, ripping down signs and people doing us dirty. We're a team, so you better, you know, clean your shit up and clean your act up, or you're going to wind up fucking getting hurt, man. It's just, we're in a, I come from a place where I still think, and if anybody actually, you know, people will agree, I come from a you know, being raised the way where if somebody messes with anybody that you care about, you take care of it. You don't tell on somebody. You don't tattle. You don't, you know, you don't just like, just bitch and moan. Like, no, you take care of it. And when I say take care of it, I mean, don't throw them in a river. You know what? Fuck it. Throw them in a river. But I'm just saying, like, what I saw this weekend, and he's talking about the Bryce Harper situation. Buster Posey, you little bitch. Like, you're the reason why they had to, change the rule at home plate, because your little bitch ass got trucked. You know, like, this is, and he just sat there. And, like, your pitcher just dug himself a huge hole by drilling pretty much the poster boy for Major League Baseball, Bryce Harper. And Bryce Harper wasn't fucking taking it. And I really, truly hope that when the contract's up for Bryce Harper, and he's young as shit too, I believe he's 25 years old, his contract, I know he got signed for one more year for $21 million. That's right, one year, $21 million. However, when he's a free agent, and he will be, I hope that the Yankees finally turn back into the, like, turn back the clocks and buy this guy and really, like, solidify their outfield of, you know, Judge and Harper in the outfield. I mean, that would just be out of control. I can't even contain myself thinking about it. Speaking of the Yankees, as of right now, they're 10 games over 500, 11 games over 500. Still playing good ball. The whole Judges, whatever it's called, Judges Chambers section, they enter, you know, they add it to Yankee Stadium. I don't feel it. I'm not feeling it that it's Yankee-like. I think it's a little, whatever. Like, the Yankees are a very traditional, classy organization where they don't have their names on the back of any of their jerseys. So if you own a jersey, a button-down jersey, I'm not talking about a t-shirt jersey, a button-down jersey, and it has a name on the back, it is a fake, and burn it, okay? Or get rid of it, or take the fucking name, like the stitching name off, like it's a fake. I hate that shit. And they sell them, like, and people buy them. Oh, God, I can go on and on and on for jerseys. I used to be in the jersey business. I used to sell them on the side hustle, as some call it. But I used to sell them on the side, and I'm like, all right, you know, people were like, oh, they got the names on the back. I'm like, why would you want that? Yankees don't do it. So anyway, before I really go off on a tangent, I hope, I mean, I'm not a fan of the whole Judges Chambers thing. I think the kid is phenomenal. I mean, he's leading the league in home runs. He's a freak. He's going to be our right fielder for the foreseeable future, you know, until I can tell my kids about Aaron Judge, you know what I'm saying? So, I just don't see, I don't like how they build the kid up so fast. I mean, you know, that's how you strap the rocket to somebody, and most of the time you get burnt with that situation. So, anywho, what's up? Okay, so going forward, obviously the summer's coming, and we're winding down the school year. Of, you know, where I've been working on my old 7:30 to 2:30 job. And I just want to quickly shout out to those who have embraced me as a friend as of late. I just feel like it's been kind of a struggle. Like, I've been kind of narrowed down to a couple teachers where I just, like, I don't really talk to anybody, and haven't made any friends or anything like that. And I don't know if I fit in or anything like that. But last week, the yearbook came out, and yours truly is listed in the yearbook as a teacher who was not photographed, was not photographed. I guess I missed that day. I don't know. I don't remember. Or maybe they called teachers down and get your picture taken, and I just said no. But yeah, there are those out there now. Just one. That, you know, finally embraced me a little bit and you know, wants to spark a conversation here or there. And it stinks that it's the end of the school year, and, well, now we'll have to wait. But I personally, after the school year's over, I'll have 17 days off, and then I go back to a summer program, which sucks, but I need the money. And then August, I'm still searching to see what's what. And the coaching thing is going to happen eventually. Like, there's a lot of shit going on. I'm going to start writing my book over the summer, which I'm excited about because I have the whole layout of where, you know, what I want to touch on and where I want to start it. Because a lot of people do the whole, like, when I was a two-year-old, like, yeah, I mean, I guess it's cool to write about that, but do people really want to hear that? And I think I came up with the name of the Reconstruction of Destruction, basically, you know, showing my path of being at rock bottom and coming all the way back up and preaching positivity to everybody that listens to my voice. And again, I root for everybody's happiness and everybody's success, and I don't care what your situation is. If you're breathing, if you have a house or an apartment or a fucking shack, if you have a roof over your head, you truly, truly need to embrace what you have. You know, it's, life is too quick and too short to dwell on all this other garbage. And I realized that after a while. I had a couple newer friends or reconnected with a couple friends, and when I realized that things were just negative and just always down in the dumps, you know, you don't want to surround yourself with the people like that. You just don't. And you said get rid of them. That's really it. You have to eliminate. You can inspire as much as you can, but if somebody's not willing to listen, they don't have to listen. And that's fine. I am not knocking anybody's lifestyle. If they truly are just miserable in their own ways, then I just strongly encourage you to change shit up a little bit. Because, like I said, life's too short to deal or dwell. And I wish nothing but the best for everybody that's really, you know, trying to chase dreams and chase goals and shit like that. But I'll jump right into questions. I only have one because, you know, I'm so popular. Raymond Sanchez, his question of the week, because now he's got his own segment. So it's the question of the week by Ray Sanchez. So here it is. It's a long one, and he calls it the E again, so I want to slap him. Question of the week, Dave. For those in the E, a.k.a. for those of you of people who are in WWE, compared to those on the Indies, do you think the hunger is still there? Being when talents are released from the E, WWE, they get resurgence and passion, and that is the WWE killing that drive? Prime example, Ryback, who's doing amazing on the Indies, and Drew Galloway, who needed that indie rush to get back to his old self. Well, I'll talk based on experience of talking to these people. Ryback is a totally different beast because of what he's doing on the side. His nutrition line is blowing the fuck up, and he's making a lot of money, hand over fist. He's doing the podcast with Pat, which you can find on iTunes right now. It's Conversation with the Big Guy. I still have to catch up. I have to listen to this week's episode. Usually I'm all over it, and I've just been busy. But he's doing the podcast, he's doing his supplements, he's doing his appearances, he's doing the indies. He's making a living his way. I don't think WWE burns people out, but I think there's always that creative control where you don't necessarily have it. Like, you don't have the ability to kind of do what you want. You know, like, you're told what you're doing, and that's it. You make a paycheck, and you're probably making decent money. I don't know what guys make nowadays. I would never ask, you know, my friend Kurt Hawkins how much he's making, but there's a reason why he's back. You know, he was doing well on the Indies. If he's offered a position to get back into the WWE, I think you got to take it. Same thing with Drew Galloway. Same thing with anybody who returns. I think there's always a possibility for people to return based on the exposure you get with WWE. I'm tired, and I'm so fucking tired of people saying, well, I don't like how he's being used. I don't like how this is, and his storyline stinks, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, wait a minute. You're in the WWE. You're in World Wrestling Entertainment, pal. You know? There's no reason to bitch and whine about your role. Some people know their role. I know for a fact, I believe Brian Myers told me this is what's going to be the role. You know, a sort of like an enhancement. Who gives a shit, man? He's doing very well, you know? And some people that come to the Indies, yes, they get a resurgence because they have creative control and they're in demand. When Cody Rhodes first left WWE, he was in demand. And now look at him. He's on fire still, year later. Same thing with, you know, people that just drop off. A lot of people are saying that Adam Cole may not go to NXT or WWE. He's been on the radar for so long. He's going to go. The money's there. You know, WWE is a multi-million, billion-dollar organization. I want to be there. You know, I said it the other day on Facebook that you don't necessarily have to be in WWE or ESPN or NFL Network or anything like that, or WFAN or whatever, to be, you know, a somebody in this entertainment, in this field. I think if people think I'm doing all right, then shit, I'm good. You know, eventually, yeah, I want to make some more money and I want something more stability, but I'm lining up my bookings left and right and I'm always busy. I'm always hustling. And, I, you know, that's just the way you have to approach this business. So do I think they're getting burnt out? Maybe. But when people go back, I think it's a whole new element. I think it's a different business. I think people have painted the business bad. Like a CM Punk. When he left, he painted WWE to be just fucking a concentration camp. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. To me, you're working for somebody. When you're an independent wrestler, you're working for yourself. And promoters want you. So you're going to have that creative control. If I'm Dave Destruction and I'm wrestling or whatever, and I go to WWE and I catch fire, and then I'm like, this ain't for me, I want to go back to the indies. Yeah, you have that stroke now. You have that little extra, you know, creative control, have you? So, hope that answers your question. This weekend coming up, what do I got? Oh, BBWF, Saturday is my stepsister's bridal shower. She don't listen to this shit, so it's not like a surprise. If she listens for whatever reason today, I'm sorry. But then Sunday, I am going to see A Bronx Tale in New York for a nice little special outing. And then, so then we just go from there. So a lot coming up. The summer is always fun. And to me, it's going to be a little bit more fun this year. I've made some new friends. You know, and it's just whatever. It's good networking. It's good to know people in your field, both sides, in the teaching industry and then and in broadcasting. So that's probably gonna do it for today. I'm tired. I worked out before this. I really overexerted myself. The gym workouts are always gonna be there, and it's always a good motivator. Motivation comes from within, man. You have to want it yourself. And I strongly suggest if you're out of shape, and I'm not saying like I'm not in shape. I don't think I'm anything good, but I'm saying like I've seen a lot of people lately, and they're up there in the weight. And I pray for you, and I truly hope that you make a change in your life, because people want to see you survive. So, and that's not being a bully, or I'm not trying to make fun, because I'm not doing that. It's not my place, because I was there once too, and you know, I still think I'm a fat bastard. So it's not like it's totally off the wall. But I really truly hope that, you know, you can find a way to fix yourself just so you can live a longer life. Some of the people that are bigger are fathers, you know, or mothers. And you know, you want to live and see your kids through, right? I mean, I don't know. It's just something I've analyzed. And yeah, that's really all I got. Follow me on all my social medias. You can find me on Twitter at Dave Sturch. I am now the Twitter guy behind WrestlePro, so you can shout me out on there, which would be nice. I'll retweet you, and then you'll have all the followers of WrestlePro know who you are. So follow WrestlePro on Twitter. Follow me at Dave Sturch. Follow me on Instagram, Dave Destruction, Facebook.com/Dave Destruction/. There's another one, /Destruction101 for this podcast. It's been a little bit all over the place today, which is fine. I wanted to tell you about the weekend, the upcoming stuff, plug my stuff, say hello to some friends. And that's really it. So we will see you guys next week for episode 23. Hopefully a little bit more news pops up, I guess. But yeah, so that's that. So I will see you guys all next week. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Please don't drink and drive. Don't be Tiger Woods. See you later, guys.
Touch, I feel a rush. We clutch, it isn't much, but it's enough to make me wonder what's in store for us. It's lust, it's torturous. You must be a sorceress, cause you just did the impossible. Gain my trust. Don't play games, it'll be dangerous if you fuck me over. Cause if I get burnt, I'ma show you what it's like to hurt. Cause I've been treated like dirt before you, and love is evil. Spell it backwards, I'll show you. Nobody knows me, I'm cold. Walk down this road all alone. It's no one's fault but my own. It's the path I've chosen to go. Frozen in the snow, I show no emotion whatsoever, so don't ask me why I have no love for these motherfucking hoes. Bloodsucking succubuses, what the fuck is off with this? I've tried in this.
this department, but I ain't had no love with this. It sucks, but it's exactly what I thought it would be like trying to start over. I got a hole in my heart, but some kind of emotional roller coaster. Something I won't go on, so you toy with my emotions. So it's over, it's like an explosion every time I hold you. I wasn't joking when I told you, you take my breath away. You're a supernova, and I'm
a spacebound rocket ship, and now I'm
takes. When I'm with you, I get the shakes. My body aches when I ain't with you. I have zero strength. There's no limit on how far I would go. No boundaries, no lengths. Why do we say that until we get that person that we think gonna be that one? And then once we get them, it's never the same. You want them when they don't want you. Soon as they do, feelings change. It's not a contest, and I ain't none, no conquest for no mate. I wasn't looking when I stumbled onto you. Must have been fate. Put so much to the stake. What the fuck does it take? Let's cut to the chase. But a door shuts in your face. Promise me if I cave in and break and leave myself open, that I won't be making a mistake.
Cause I'm a spacebound rocket ship, and your heart's the moon.
No longer me that you want, but I love you so much it hurts. Never mistreated you once. I pour my heart out to you, let down my guard, swear to God. I pour my brains in your lap, lay here and die in your arms. Drop to my knees and I'm bleeding. I'm trying to stop you from leaving. You won't even listen, so fuck it. I'm trying to stop you from breathing. I put both hands on your throat. I sit on top of you squeezing till I snap your neck like a popsicle stick. An impossible reason I could think of to let you walk about this house and let you live. Tears stream down both of my cheeks. Now I let you go and just care. Before I put that gun to my temple, I told you this.
And I would do anything for you to show you how much I told you. But it's over now, it's too late to save our love. Just promise me you'll think of me every time you look up in the sky and see a star. Cause I'm a
spacebound rocket ship of love.